And now, Dick Tracy.
The walls are closing in, Marcus.
Nothing much we can do now, Junior. Nothing but wait for the end.
This is Dick Tracy, leading a search party on a hunt for Junior and Moccasin Joe in the case of the Hooting Owl.
Yes, it's Dick Tracy, protector of law and order. Well, boys and girls, you know what a password is. That's a secret word that soldiers use to get past the sentry and up to the front. Well, here's a password that will get you up to the front in bike races, on the baseball diamond, in all kinds of games. It's energy. You see, the faster you go, the more energy you need. So if you want to win, you have to have lots of energy. And the swellest way I know to get it is just by eating delicious chocolatey Tootsie Rolls. Boy, they're cram jam full of energy. More energy units in one penny Tootsie Roll than you use circling the bases 36 times or when you're riding your bike 3 whole miles. And it's fast energy. Why, no sooner do you pop a Tootsie Roll in your mouth than you can practically feel new strength in your muscles. And what's more, Tootsie Rolls are good, wholesome food. They're made with plenty of nourishing bodybuilding milk. So next time you have a penny to spend or a nickel, well, if you have a nickel, get the big jumbo-sized Tootsie Roll. And don't forget, the long-lasting penny Tootsie Rolls give you a lot for your money, too. A penny Tootsie Roll is still only a penny. A nickel Tootsie Roll is still 5 cents. And now, Dick Tracy. Well, our friends are now in the great Northwest, where they've gone to solve the strange mystery of the Hooting Owl. In our last episode, Moccasin Joe and Junior went on a hunting trip in the mountains. Moccasin was badly hurt in a fight with a mountain lion. Then, as our last episode ended, a fierce blizzard was raging, and Junior, while trying to cut firewood, began to grow sleepy, a sign of approaching death by freezing. Well, let's join Junior and Moccasin Joe in the mountains. The storm rages. Moccasin lies on the ground in the snow. Junior stands nearby, his arm lifting wearily as he tries to cut some pine branches. Listen.
We mustn't go to sleep, Junior. You hear? Got to keep awake.
Sure, Moccasin. Sure.
But you are falling asleep. I can see the way you're acting. Your head is nodding. Your arm as it cuts that wood, slowing down. Junior. Junior, snap out of it.
Won't fall asleep. Won't sleep awake. You're
going to sleep fast, and you don't know it. Oh, if I could get up from here. Got to get up. To crawl over to it. You mustn't go to sleep.
Don't worry about me. Be all right. Just feel a little sleepy. That's all.
That's the first sign of death by freezing. Junior, you mustn't. You hear me? You mustn't.
Can't help it, Moccasin. Feel very sleepy. Just gonna lie down. Lie down for a little while.
No, Junior. Don't lie down in the snow. Junior. Junior. Great heavens, he's asleep. Sleep in the snow. Lying there with the snow covering him fast. Got to do something. Got to get to him. Maybe I can crawl to him. Maybe. There. A little more. Just a little more. Pain. Got to reach him. Got to reach him. There. Now, if I can slap his face, just slap him hard, wake him up. Junior, come on, lad. Snap out of it. Junior. Wake up here. Boy, wake up.
No. Sleepy. I'm asleep.
You can't sleep. Won't let you. Wake up.
Go away, Marcus. Let me sleep. You sleep, too. Good to sleep. Tired.
You can't. Got to keep awake. Keep awake till help comes. Blast you, wake up. Wake up, you hear?
All right, Moccasin. All right. Don't get mad. Didn't mean to make you mad.
Not angry with you, Boyd, but we're in a bad spot.
Yes. You're right.
If I start to go to sleep, you've got to keep me awake.
Okay, Moccasin. Okay.
We'd better get that fire started now. There's enough wood to keep it going.
All right. All right, I'll do it. Where are the matches?
Matches? You had them, Junior.
I did.
You took them out of my coat pocket, remember?
Yeah, I remember. But what did I do with them? Where did I put them?
Maybe in one of your pockets. Look, boy, look. We've got to find those matches.
Let me see. No. Not this one. Moccasin. I haven't got them.
You must have them, Junior. You've got to have them.
I remember now. I did put them in my pocket, Moccasin. I did put them there. They must have fallen out.
Fallen out? The snow has covered them by this time. You've got to find them, Junior. We've got to.
Yes, Moccasin. You're right. We've got to find them.
Men, hold up.
This is the base of the mountain.
Hey, look, Tex. Moccasin's horse, Rainbow, stopped at this spot. This must be where Junior and Moccasin started into the mountains.
No doubt of that, Dick. But great heavens, man, it'll be like looking for a needle in a haystack. With the added danger of getting lost ourselves.
Well, we've got a chance at Tex.
Oh, of course we do. Now, listen, men. We've got to cover the mountain. The best way to do it is to drive as if we were driving for deer.
Driving for deer, Tex?
Yes. Out here, when we have deer drives, the men line up in a row, each man about 25 yards from the other. We start through the woods in that line. Each man carries a whistle and signals every 10 minutes to the others, so that the line remains as straight as possible. And that way, we cover every inch of territory and have more of a chance of getting game.
Oh, I see. Well, let's get started, Tex.
Right. Well, spread out, men.
Okay.
Now, you've all got your whistles. You've all done this before. Well, that's all. Let's go. You stay with me, Dick. We'll drive together.
All right, Tex. Come on, let's get started.
Oh, it's a fierce night. Snowing so bad, I can't see them more than 2 feet ahead.
There's a good chance of getting lost in these mountains, isn't there?
I'm afraid so. I've got a hand axe with me, though, and I'm going to blaze the trail.
All right. How far can we go through this tangled growth?
Just keep going, Dick. Keep your head down. Protect your face as much as possible from the backlash of the branches.
Okay. Tex, what do you really think? What are our chances of finding Junior and Moccasin?
Not too good, Dick. I'm placing my hopes on the fact that Moccasin Joe is an experienced woodsman. The first thing he'd do, I'm sure, would be to bivouac for the night and make a fire. Now, if we can sight the fire, everything will be all right.
But suppose they weren't able to make a fire?
I'm not even letting myself think of that. All right, let's go on.
All right.
That's the boys signaling. All right, Dick. Keep moving ahead.
How we know if anybody finds something?
Well, he'll blow the usual signal. 3 short, quick blasts on the whistle.
I see.
Well, there's plenty of hard climbing ahead of us. And what with this blizzard and all, we're going to need all the strength we've got. Every last ounce of it. Come on.
Matches are gone, Moccasin. Can't find them.
You sure, Junior?
Covered every inch of ground. They're just not here.
If I had a little strength, I'd make a fire Indian fashion. Rub 2 sticks together, but...
Maybe I could do it. Show me how.
No. Takes practice.
Yeah.
Lots of practice.
Moccasin... What are we going to do?
We're lost, boy. Lost in a blizzard. Can't make the one thing we need. Fire. That means we got very, very little chance of getting out.
Moccasin. Moccasin, you're getting sleepy.
Awfully sleepy, Junior. Just stretch out. Go to sleep.
No, Moccasin, you can't. If you go to sleep, I'll never be able to wake you. You know that.
I'll wake up. Don't worry. You just let me sleep.
His eyes are closed. And he... I'll have to slap his face the way he slapped mine. Moccasin. Moccasin, wake up. Do you hear, Moccasin? Wake up.
Yes. Well, stay awake, Junior. Stay awake.
He don't blame you for wanting to sleep. What's that? What is it, Moccasin?
Wolves. Timber wolves.
Wolves? Gosh, Moccasin.
Where's your bow?
It's right here.
How many arrows have you?
Let me see. One, two, three. Got three of them.
Three. Well, that's something. Those wolves have smelled us and they're gathering. They found us circling in closer and closer. Be ready for a rush.
I'm ready. I think.
Junior, quick. Here comes one now.
Okay.
Good boy. You hit him.
Yes, but Moccasin, I didn't kill him.
Well, the wolves are closing in, and Moccasin and Junior are short of arrows. Can they hold out until Tracy and Tex find them? Now, in a moment, we'll return to the adventures of Dick Tracy. But first, boys and girls, you know, right about now, you're probably worrying about getting good marks in school. Well, now listen to this. Studying is just like anything else. It takes energy. And if you want to be sure to pass those exams, well, you'll need plenty of energy. So drink all the milk that Mom gives you, get plenty of sleep, eat lots of healthful vegetables, and plenty of nourishing energy food. And then you just take it from me, well, you just can't miss. And remember, too, boys, these Tootsie Rolls, these chocolate Tootsie Rolls, are real energy food. You bet they are. One penny Tootsie Roll alone contains more energy units than you use in studying 2 whole hours. And Tootsie Energy is fast energy, too. Yes, sir, there's no long waiting for it. You can fairly feel chewy, chocolatey Tootsie Rolls change into pep almost the minute you eat them. What's more, they're made with wholesome, nourishing bodybuilding milk. So tell Mom all about how good for you Tootsie Rolls are. Then see how fast you get your Tootsie Penny every day. Or maybe you'll want to get the big jumbo size for only a nickel. Either way, you sure get a lot for your money in a Tootsie Roll. And now, back to Dick Tracy.
Keep a sharp eye, Junior. Soon another of them will be rushing in.
Here comes another. There.
Good job, Junior.
Well, I've only got one arrow left.
Well, Junior and Moccasin are in a pretty serious spot. Will Dick Tracy and his searching party arrive in time? To find out what happens, gang, be sure to be with us tomorrow, same time, same station. Tune in and follow the adventures of Dick Tracy. This is Don Gardner speaking. Say, mothers, when youngsters refuse to eat vegetables, drink milk, try this easy mealtime psychology. Put chewy, chocolatey Tootsie Rolls beside their plate as an extra dessert. Then notice how quickly they clean up their plates and empty their glasses. And the benefits are twofold, because Tootsie Rolls are a fine, wholesome energy food themselves, rich in dextrose and health-building milk. So get several big, jumbo-sized nickel Tootsie Rolls. Nibble them yourself to help ward off housework fatigue, or put them in your husband's lunchbox. Keep Tootsie Rolls on hand for the whole family.